I've worked for the sheriff's office for 20 years, and I can actually retire in July if I wanted to.
Good evening.
What's that?
Good evening. We'd like to welcome you all out to the public hearings and regular meeting of the Planning and Land Use Commission of the Town of Castle Valley. It is Thursday, June 4th, and it is now 6:32 p.m. This meeting will be held electronically via Zoom and in person at the Town Building Anchor Site. I'd like to call to order the public hearing regarding the proposed updates to the general plan. Debbie, if we could have a roll call, please.
Sure. Okay, we have Commission Co-Chair Brian Anderson, Commission Co-Chair Dorje Horner, Commission Member Jeff Whitney, Commission Member Janie Tush, and we have Colleen Thompson, Mayor Jasmine Duncan, excuse me, and Rebecca Martin. And so, could you write your name, please?
Nathan Whitney.
Yes. Okay. And online we have Faileen Ross, Egmont Horner, and Marie Hawkins.
Thank you. We're now open for public comment regarding the proposed updates of the general plan. Is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak?
Brian?
Yes.
I just found one thing I thought we should add. When it was under the section of things we've accomplished during the past 10 years since the last update.
Okay.
And that was our culvert replacement.
Thank you. Duly noted.
Does that mean we have to have another public hearing?
No.
Oh, good.
When we move the door, Planning and Land Use Commission meeting, we can include that in the motion to include it in general plan. Thanks for that question. Any other comment? Any comment online? Hearing none. I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. Dorje moved it and Jeff seconded. Take a vote. Dorje?
Aye.
Jeff?
Okay.
Janie?
Aye.
Marie?
Aye.
Brian? Aye. The public hearing regarding the general plan has been adjourned at 6:34. I call to order the public hearing regarding the proposed amendments to ordinances 95-6, section 1.3, land disturbance activity. The review and the permitting of that. Roll call vote. Roll call has already been called and has not changed, so we'll continue on. Is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak regarding the proposed amendments to ordinances 95-6, section 1.3, land disturbance activity, review and permitting? Seeing none in the room?
Oh.
Anyone online? Colleen.
This might be a technicality, but there's also a proposed change on the in another section, but it's on the same subject, and that is yes. Never mind. It's in the same section. It's just on another page.
Oh, so no changes reported? Thank you. Any other comments from the public? Hearing none, seeing none, I would like to accept a motion to adjourn this public hearing.
I'll do that.
I'll second.
Motion Jeff, second Dorje. Roll call vote. Jeff?
Aye.
Dorje?
Aye.
Danny?
Aye.
Marie?
Aye.
Brian? Aye. Public hearing was adjourned at 6:37. I'd like to call to order the regularly scheduled meeting of the Planning and Land Use Commission. And same roll call is here, so we don't need to do that. And I need a motion for adoption of the agenda.
I move that we adopt the agenda as presented.
I'll second that.
Motion Dorje, second Janie. Dorje?
Aye.
Janie?
Aye.
Jeff?
Stay.
Marie?
Aye.
Brian? Aye. The agenda has been adopted. We are now open for public comment. Is there anyone from the public who wishes to comment? Hearing none, seeing none. I'll move to approval of the minutes of the May 7th, 2026 regular meeting. Had an opportunity to look over the minutes?
Yeah. I, Janie, move to approve the draft minutes from the meeting of Thursday, May 7th, 2026 at 6:30 p.m.
Motion, Janie. Aye. I second.
I will second.
Dorje, second. Say quo. Janie.
Aye.
Dorje.
Aye.
Jeff.
Aye.
Marie.
Abstain.
Brian, the minutes have been approved. We're down to agenda item number 4, reports. Has there been any correspondence? Debbie?
No.
I have received none. Have any of the other board members? Any correspondence? Okay. Building permit agent. Colleen, you're up.
Okay, the building permit report for May 2026. There's a certificate of occupancy granted to lot 193 at Andy Schaefer. And second and final inspection of an irrigation pond on lot 430 on Rimrock. And actually, that inspection happened in April, but we didn't get all the paperwork done anyway. And in progress, as of the 1st of June, a building permit for an addition to an existing cabin way at the top of Taylor, lot 351. A septic system on lot 386, building permit for a residence and several outbuildings on 386, and a carport on lot 74 on Daly. Those are in progress.
Thank you. Any questions for Colleen?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
Marie, any questions?
No.
Thank you, Colleen. I summarized the water committee meeting. You each have hard copies of that. And I was not there. I was stuck on tarmac in Texas for 6.5 hours, so I was not able to attend the water maybe that day, as I had planned. So I took these from the minutes that were posted today by Sue Bellagama, by Sarah Stalling. Sorry. They're both friends. So if you have any questions, Dorje, you were there,
yeah, right?
So if you have any questions, you can ask Dorje.
I may not have perfect recollection of it, but I do remember the gist of it. But I think that covers it pretty well. So.
I think Colleen, you were there too, right?
It was scintillating.
Okay. As they are.
Did it flow?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, that was good. sunny.
Yeah.
So, we're down to new business.
Procedural matters.
I'm sorry, what?
Procedural matters, sir.
I understand. Procedural matters, was that we're down to number five. We'll proceed as written. Discussion and possible action regarding proposed updates to the general plan. So we have one that we need to discuss, right?
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. I would concur with that, with the mayor's statement, and add that. Do I need to make a motion to that?
Yes, I think we will.
Yeah. I move that we add a small piece of language or so stating that we've completed the culvert that was one of the projects in the general plan for many years.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved that we include some information into the general plan about the changes made to the culvert. And it's been seconded by Jeff. Take a vote. Or first, any discussion?
So will that go on page 15 under transportation and roads? Will it just be added on to there?
I would think so.
Okay.
There was a whole section where you highlighted like the things that have been accomplished.
Yeah.
Update. That's where I spot it.
Oh, okay. Not existing.
In the highlighted section of new things or changes, right?
Yeah.
Updates.
And you were mentioning that you're sending this on now to the council, right?
To the council, correct. Yes. Because this whole thing is going to move to the council.
Yes.
Right. And also, did you have a phone call?
You want to bring that up? From Chris Steinman, and he just noted that the one that we posted did have the appendices, the maps at the bottom. But I think that the plan is to include the maps when we send it to the town council. So I told them to go to the website and you could find the maps on the 2020 plan. Thanks to Saline to help adapt the distance. So.
Yeah.
Because those haven't changed.
Yeah, they're not changing, though. No. Exactly. So that was the only comment we received today.
So those two changes, we haven't voted yet, right?
No.
So there's been a motion and a second, all in favor of the changes, the recommended changes to be made to the general plan that we send now to the town council. Please. George?
Aye.
Janie?
Aye.
Jeff?
Aye.
Marie?
Aye.
Brian? Aye. So those changes will be made, and it will be forwarded to the general plan, will be forwarded to the town council. I want to thank all the work that not only the plant members have done, but that Failing Roth has done, Colleen for your input, Marie for your input. This has been a long process, and I really think that we've done a good job with this. So I feel good about forwarding it to the town council and publishing it online.
Thank you. Ryan?
Yes.
Can you take a look at page 13? I think it's like there's some bullet points on the second bullet point. It seems like there's a kind of a typo, or there's a word in there that doesn't make sense.
Your policies?
Yeah.
Page 13, did you say?
14.
Yeah. Hang on, let me get to that.
Pull it up on the screen. Speaking of the good work that Marie has done.
For change.
I made a note on the screen. Basically.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, number, it says goals, and it says craft building requirements, then it says design craft building requirements. Is that supposed to be like that?
I think that's a remnant from us discussing about changing that. Because I do remember some conversations regarding, it may have only been one sentence at that point.
So there are two.
Craft building. Maybe the craft doesn't need to be capitalized.
No, it shouldn't. And it's just used in terms of writing.
Yeah, it's not a pronoun. It should just be design craft.
It's not a brand name.
Yeah. Is that maybe what you're noticing?
Well, the second bullet point, design craft building requirements, does
I think it may have been design or craft, and we were debating on changing it, and it got added at some point. And
because there is some redundancy in the language there.
Just a little bit.
And it looks like we're capable of talking out. It looks like macaroni and cheese.
Well, I don't think designing how this works.
No, we're not. Well, that was the whole discussion. It's like design craft of like houses or buildings is kind of weird language to use, but.
Yeah, because it's just talking about coming up with building requirements.
I'd have to go through the minutes, like the old ones, to see what we were talking about then.
Maybe it's need an N, design and craft, with a lowercase c.
That's what I think.
Yeah, design and craft, building requirements for houses.
I think that's confusing, the word craft in that context.
You could say write building requirements.
Yes, of course.
Mm. Design allows
you code to
code
how
building
requirements. I mean, this is talking about design structure and guarding the life safety and welfare of the public. Well, that's what the building code does.
Yeah.
It's a minimum standard accepted by the state.
Okay.
So
this was
it's redundant, but I guess it could still be a goal.
Would you keep the two bullet point goals or combine them into one?
I personally combine them into one.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
I mean, the second bullet point is more what we're about.
Yes.
The first one is what the building department and Colleen are about.
But don't you think there should be an and between design and craft?
Right. Yeah.
No. I
use just all craft. Well, craft is kind
maybe of... Maybe a slash?
Like, design is the concept and craft is the function. So... Design and craft, maybe.
Does create work?
Yeah, sure it does.
Create building requirements for homes and other structures in a way that preserves the values of viewshed, open space, aquifer protection, quiet, rural atmosphere, and privacy.
And eliminate bullet point number one?
Yeah. Just get rid of it.
Did you get that?
Yes, so we're removing bullet point number one, the first one there, and then we're starting the second one, create. Right?
Yes. So we'll accept the motion.
I will move to replace the design craft with a create and remove the first bullet point from goals on page 13 of the general plan.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you. It's been moved by Dorje, seconded by Janie, to make the change, eliminating the first bullet point and changing the second bullet point to read create building requirements. Dot, dot, dot. Let's take a vote. Dorje?
Aye.
Dorje?
Does he get more than one vote?
Yeah. Actually, Maureen should get two votes.
Aye.
It's my incipient echolalia. Okay. Marie?
Aye.
Ryan?
Aye.
So thank you, Marie, for that catch.
Good catch.
Yeah. So now we're ready to revisit as an amendment, right?
Okay. I move that we move the general plan onto the town council with the addition of the amended changes just made.
I'll second that.
Motion Dorje, second Janie. Let's take a vote. Dorje.
Aye.
Janie.
Aye.
Jeff.
Aye.
Marie.
Aye.
Brian. Aye. It's been moved, seconded, voted unanimously to move this board to the town council. Thank you very much for all of your work. Let's go down to agenda item number 6, discussion and possible action regarding proposed amendments to ordinances 95-6, section 1.3, land disturbance activity review and permit.
Oh, we need it on table? Or we just...
We're going to discuss it.
It's new, it's
not table.
It's not table, no. So we need a motion to move it forward.
I mean, I'm good with changes, so I move that we approve the changes as presented for ordinances 95-6, section 1.3, land disturbance activity review and permit.
Motion Dorje, second.
Janie, second.
Janie, second. Take a vote. Dorje?
Aye.
Janie?
Aye.
Jeff?
Aye.
Marie?
Aye.
Brian? Aye. Has been moved to the town council. We're down to new business item number 7. Lot number 157. Lot's getting smaller. Johnson Martin non-routine solar application. As presented earlier by Tony. Need a motion? Really want to discuss it. There it is.
I move we approve.
I'll second.
I have some questions.
Yes. So it's been moved and seconded. Any discussion to the motion?
I'm still trying to figure out why we're non-routine. Is this because it's over 10 kilowatts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I did have a little question for Rebecca. Is this inverter designed with a automatic switch to transfer to off the grid?
I do not know the answer to that in terms of automatic. There isn't a switch
that you can turn.
There are maybe technical questions I won't know the answer to, and I can get them for you, but I just don't know if it's automatic.
Okay. Yeah, as long as there is a switch, it doesn't have to be automatic. I was just wondering. This paper doesn't say that. It says it's an opportunity to do that.
I didn't include all the technical specs because usually the thought doesn't get involved in that. My understanding is that it does automatically switch.
It was just a question because I would have asked that at the building department.
Right?
Yeah. Well, they won't.
But it's hard to not ask questions for me. But anyway,
you can ask all you want.
What surprised me was the inverter and the batteries don't need a building. They're in this housing,
And some batteries can sit outside. Some batteries have to be in the house, and the house has to be ventilated and all that kind of stuff. But I was just curious. Are they lithium batteries?
I don't even know the answer to that. However, that information is here. We need to look that up.
Yeah.
It's really not my place.
The only thing that I know, so I didn't shop the batteries or was not in on the discussion, but I do know that Jeff's been working with a designer and we have full plans, and they've been working with the county, they've been working with the electric company. And now here, I'm going to say, might be about aesthetics, but we'll be able to get the information better.
I'm just not as confident in the county setup right now. Because their building official is, you know, 2 days a week and comes from St. George.
Well, you know, Rocky Mountain Power has specifications, the county has specifications. So far, those have gone to a professional designer, and then the system itself is sort of sold intact, but we check on a couple of things. The anti-glare was a question, so yes, it's anti-glare. The height, and so it's well below the height, and things like that.
Sure.
You know, we just don't check.
Yeah. Right. I only provided for the packet stuff that's relevant to the zoning. Sorry.
He wants to have one at his house.
Well, I really do, but...
So too.
And I have yet to go physically measure the setbacks as required, but I will do that. It looks like there won't be a problem. But
yeah, no,
I always confirm.
Yeah. Cool.
Any further questions? Jeff? Danny?
No.
Dorje? Marie?
No.
Thank you, Rebecca, for being here. So we have a motion and a second on this. Ready for the vote? Okay. Dorje?
Aye.
Jenny?
Aye.
Jeff?
Aye.
Marie?
Aye.
Brian? Aye. Congratulations. Unfinished business.
We need to untable.
Yep.
I move that we untable item number 8, discussion of possible action regarding updates to land use application forms in order to align changes in procedure and recent amendments into ordinances 95-6.
Second. Motion by Dorje to untable. Second. Jeff. I'll take a vote. Dorje?
Aye.
Jeff?
Aye.
Jane?
Aye.
Marie?
Aye.
Brian, aye. Item number 8 is untabled and open for possible action and discussion. Pauline.
Okay, I had an update of the land disturbance permit application major form B, but it was relevant to the proposed amendments and 95-6 that you guys just voted to send back to the council, so maybe we should wait on that until the council approves those amendments. Mm. It was mostly just to help in keeping track procedurally on follow-up inspections, which was not built into the original form. That's all.
Maybe it could be approved pending council adoption.
That's what I did, Ms. Seuss. Oh, well, that would be nice.
Yeah.
Basically, I just wanted to make it so that we only have to look at the first page of something to see the status of it, and without having to flip through several pages, and then make it more clear that there could be a follow-up inspection. Those are the proposed changes to the form, which only has to be approved by the club, not the town council.
Hmm.
But we do tell the town council we've done it.
Any questions for Pauline? This sounds like it would help with the process.
Well, having done one now, we could see where we needed to make an improvement.
The lot 430 was the first time that there was something that's like, okay, this really does need a follow-up inspection.
Where's 430?
It's over in Grand Shadow.
Oh, okay.
The one who just got on the clock.
You won't be able to see much of the pond from the road.
No.
Elegant.
Yeah.
on the water figuring.
Yeah. So any further discussion to this? So the motion would be
table it again?
No.
No,
we want to get set here.
I move that we approve these two forms pending council approval of the changed language in 95-6, section 1.3.
Excellent. I'll say it. Second. Motion, Dorje. Second, Jeff. Take vote. Before, are there any questions for a vote? Mm-hmm. Saying none. Dorje?
Aye.
Jeff?
Aye.
Jamie?
Aye.
Marie?
Aye.
Brian? Aye. Changes will be moved pending council approval.
Thank you.
I will thank you.
I will now move that we retable item 8.
Motion to retable item number 8.
Second.
Dorje? Jeff? Motion, Dorje, second, Jeff. Let's take the vote. Dorje?
Aye.
Jeff?
Aye.
Janie?
Aye.
Marie?
Aye.
Brian? Aye. That has been retabled. There is no need for a closed meeting. One final motion.
Move to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. It is 7:03. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much for your attendance. Thank you very much for your work.
It's in my...
Get in here and send it out.
Okay. Yeah, I guess so.
What do you want?
That might be one of the shortest meetings.
I think it's
happened.
Yeah. And that's okay.